strangers. I am the lovely cocoa butter brown Saban baby Brit.
And I'm D.
And welcome to another bonus episode of
It's a Strange World After All.
The podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, and all of the things that keep the world strange. However, for today's bonus episode, we are doing movie reviews of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre. I was, you know, a little picky.
Okay. Two siblings in college on their way back home during spring break are pursued by a violent truck driver after discovering a horrific scene of multiple mutilated bodies in an abandoned church. The siblings soon find they are actually being hunted by a flesh-eating creature who is in the midst of a ritualistic eating spree. In today's bonus episode, we review...
Go ahead, don't let me stop you. You should be used to it.
I know. We review Jeepers Creepers.
Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those eyes?
You done?
Yeah, I'm done. D's sick of me today. All day. On social media and in real life.
Man, okay. Released August 31st, 2001. Directed by Timo Virenzola and Victor Salva.
Cheers. Good job.
Hopefully I said it right.
Oh, I thought you said it with so much confidence that I was like, she got it. She's heard it before.
I was like, let me just say it fast. Okay, so I'm not gonna rant today about Victor Salva. We're just gonna focus him on the movie.
Yeah, I was gonna say
we did talk about him before. Okay.
In the episode 2 weeks ago? When this comes out, it would be 2 weeks, right?
Oh, in the Dennis DePue. Okay.
Yeah, the Dennis DePue.
So yeah, check back or just Google him. Because I don't want to go on
another rant. No, listen to the episode if you haven't. And then, do some research.
And then Google him. With a $10 million budget, the film was a commercial success and grossed $59
million. $59 million.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That is a lot in comparison to what they spent. Also, at the time of its release, it was the highest grossing film to ever be released during a Labor Day weekend. The record would subsequently be broken by its own sequel, Jeepers Creepers 2, which, although I love Jeepers Creepers, we already talked about it, Jeepers Creepers 2 is like my favorite one. So, defense? I haven't seen the most recent one, and then I'm pretty sure I fell asleep in the one before that. Because it's how many total?
4?
Yeah, I definitely fell asleep in 3.
Yeah, the third one was trash.
That's probably why I fell asleep. We're going to say that's why I fell asleep.
Because I remember we watched it together, and you did not fall asleep.
I did fall asleep. I think you didn't realize that I fell asleep, because I definitely dozed off. I definitely couldn't tell you anything. I couldn't tell you even the plot synopsis.
I couldn't either, and I watched it.
Oh, well, maybe I thought I was asleep. Maybe I was traumatized because it was so bad.
So now
we're going to have to watch it. Yeah. Now we're going to have to watch it.
I guess. And then I haven't seen the fourth one.
Yeah, me neither.
But
I heard
it was trash.
Me too. And it wasn't from you. I heard it from other people too.
Okay. And then the third one, I think Victor Salva was on there, but the fourth one, I don't know. Because if he did direct that, how does he still have a job?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I know he did the first two, I believe, but I don't know about the third and fourth.
I feel like they changed. Now I got to look at it.
And then I don't think either one of them was released in theaters. I don't think. Was the last one in theaters? I know the third one for sure wasn't. I don't think.
I thought maybe the last one was, but maybe that's why I didn't realize. Wait, which one was the one that is a sex offender?
Victor Sava.
So yeah, he did. Unless they just have his name credited, he did do the third one. Did he do the most recent one?
He may have done a third one because I think I remember people saying that they were boycotting it. So
I was going to say, because I was right around the time when all of it. Okay.
Yeah.
It just has the Timo Venezuela, Venezuela on here for the fourth one.
Virenzola.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What she said. Mm-hmm. So
I think I'm right.
Oh, and because my birthday is tomorrow. Yes, my birthday is tomorrow in podcast land, because we're ahead of you guys, because we is in Vegas trying not to Living it up and trying not to melt. But, you know, it's my birthday. Go to my Instagram, ThatBabeBrit. I will have my Cash App, maybe my Zelle posted. You slip and slide me a little something. Slip and slide me a little something.
Happy birthday. Do you know the new, have you heard the new birthday?
You talking about the one where they was really singing?
Yes.
Yes, I heard it, but I have not memorized it. I need to learn it I can start singing it to y'all. It was just called y'all singing it. But it was a bop.
It was. Black people are so creative.
They are creative. We just got to be switching stuff up. Got to, you know, jazz it up a bit.
Yeah.
But as promised, we said that we would pick our, well, initially we did say birthday years, but we just picked our favorite scary movies. This is not like my number one, but if I had to do like a top maybe 10, maybe 5 list, it would be on there.
Okay.
I just got a lot of favors. I do.
And we have, is he the only one? I'm trying to think. We have a Scream King in this one.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of anybody else.
I don't know.
I feel like he's the original.
Yeah.
Scream King, possibly, of our time. I don't know about.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say for sure. Yeah. Of our time, for sure.
Yeah.
You going to say Justin Long?
Oh, I thought it was implied.
I mean, if you guys didn't remember who was in here and didn't remember or haven't seen it, because some people might not have seen it.
Oh, true. Yeah, it's Justin Long.
A young Justin Long. It was his, actually, fun fact, this was his first leading role. He was 22 at the time.
Oh.
I was like, ooh, he was real cute. I mean, he cute now, but he was real cute. In comparison to Barbarian, I was like, look at him.
Oh.
Young and spelt.
Barbarian, he was horrible. Not acting, but his character.
Was terrible. Yes. All right. Now that we have wasted 30 minutes of our, no, I'm just playing, of our show, let's get into this movie review with spoilers. Start of the film. We are on a long country road. Take me home, country road. That's a song, right? Take me home.
I have no clue.
You know? West Virginia, Mama Mountains, or something like that. Take me home.
I feel like you just saying words.
No, I swear. I wish we had a bigger following, because I swear that way people could really like slide into DMs. West Virginia. I'm going to find it. I'm going to play it for you. I'm on vacation because I know that is a real song. Country road.
We'll see.
Anyway, we was on the country road where Trish, played by Gina Phillips, and Derry, played by Justin Long, are driving back home during spring break. So as they're driving down the road, we just get their backstory. That's when we find out that they're siblings. We find out, you know, they're coming home from college. We also find out, because Derry is basically like, bro, we are in the middle of nowhere. This is the country. Like, why you got us out here like that? Because it was Gina's idea. And we find out it's because she's essentially trying to avoid getting home quick. Most likely it's because she just broke up with her boyfriend from college. In my mind, I was like, who cares? I don't know, like, if these are white people problems. I say that, like, maybe he was, like, really successful and her parents are going to be upset because wasn't he, like, an athlete, like, a college athlete? I think so.
But, yeah, it's not.
It's not that
well,
deep.
Well, to us, yeah.
No, well, to us, we'd be like, look, with my breakup, my granny was like, oh, well, all right. Like, good for you. Like, keep it moving. I don't know, honey. But so that is why they is on these backwoods, back country roads. And it's not enough for me to waste my gas, because it's also a way, you know, they burning more gas.
Yep.
Taking a scenic route. So they're driving down the road. We later see a beaten up van coming down the road. He's flying down the road. The driver's flying down the road, pulls up behind them. At first, they don't notice him. And then they notice that he's trying to, well, essentially, it kind of looks like he's trying to pass them or flag them down. I don't know what was going on. He was driving reckless, though, whoever was driving this. And Trish is like, okay, just, you know, let him pass. And it looked like Derry was trying to let him pass, but every time he would, like, switch lanes, he would switch lanes behind him. Yeah. So he's like, what is going on? Ultimately, he ends up passing the driver of the truck van, because it kind of like a pickup truck, too, to me.
Oh, yeah.
But it was because it had a back part. So kind of looked like an old box truck. Like a beat up box truck, but passes them finally. And then, so they were playing like this game, like a license plate game. And this seems pointless now, but remember this if you've never seen it. The license plate, Derry reads it as beating you, right? Wasn't that what he read it as?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I just got it.
You didn't get it when you while I was watching the movie?
No. Look, I have a hard time concentrating when I'm watching TV. Because I watched it when we, I think the day after we recorded the episode. Because I was like, oh, I want to watch Jeepers Creepers. And then I didn't pay any attention. I was just like in my own little world. And then, so I watched it again today. But I was in the middle of like washing my hair, retwisting my hair, packing, all that. So yeah, I just got it.
First off, I just realized you got your nails done. And I could tell the hand gestures is on fleek, girl. I said, why hand gestures got pizzazz today?
I talk with my hands, always.
I know, but it's just more pizzazz, just more noticeable.
Oh, now I'm hide.
No, don't hide. I think, too, that's because we've seen it. Because I did that, too. I technically had to watch this one, and I Know What You Did Last Summer twice. Because I was trying to do multiple things, and then I'd be like, wait a minute, what happened? Because I missed something because I was halfway paying attention. But with this, I immediately, like, as soon as he said it, I was like, oh, I get it. I get it. But also, too, this is, again, one of my favorites. So maybe I was a little more invested than in the other one, for sure.
Oh, yeah. True. So Trish, she's saying that, you know, what just happened reminded her of this couple, Kenny and Darla, and it was rumored that they were drunk driving, and I'm guessing got in a car wreck or something, but they were never found. Only the car was found. And Derry is like, no, he was saying that didn't happen. They just, well, they found the bodies, but not their heads, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Or wait, because when they find those bodies, those were different people's bodies.
I think it was them, but you notice like the heads were stitched on.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe, yeah.
Because I thought they just never found them, but you might be right. You might be right. I don't remember.
He says that they weren't able to find her, Darla's head, or Kenny.
So maybe they found Darla's body and not her head? Because, yeah, he knew that it was rumored that it had gotten severed, but how would he know that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Derry just says it's an old cautionary tale, like an urban legend, how they were used mm-hmm. to scare kids. So, you know, just telling them that so they won't drink and drive. Trish, she's still kind of scared because she's saying that she always heard that it was true. She was saying how they attended Wheaton Valley High and they were in the class of 78. And Trish tells Derry that when she first heard the story, she thought that she would die, I guess, on that same highway.
Yeah, remember, she was like real solemn about it. She was like, when I heard it, I always thought I'd die on that hallway. I mean, hallway. Highway. On the highway. I always thought I'd die.
I've never in my life heard an urban legend or something and then thought that it would happen to me. Well, I take that back. One, the Pop Rocks and soda. But other than that, I never thought.
I feel like every 90s kid thought that. Was still, because did you do it?
No.
I did.
I never did it.
I did it, but I only did like a sip. And I was like, I can't do it. That's funny.
Yeah. Yes, she just dramatic.
It was pretty dramatic, but I think it was just, well, obviously it was meant for foreshadowing, but it really could have been, though, like a feeling that she had. It could have been, like, if you think like the supernatural aspect of him. And then that lady that comes in later and like her visions, maybe it could have been like that it was predestined to happen anyway. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. Getting real deep. Getting real
well,
deep.
Well, because she did say that she always thought it was true, but he didn't. Mm-hmm. So he didn't really care.
Yeah, that's true. A little later, they are still trucking along these country roads. That's West Virginia.
Britney's made up West Virginia. Song.
It's not made up. I can't wait. They're still driving down the road. Derry notices the van truck. I'm going to call it a van truck. The van truck again that was all up on them earlier, that tailgated them earlier. It's next to an old, like, rundown, abandoned church. They, for whatever reason, slow it down a bit. And they see, well, no, I said for whatever reason. I guess they kind of was like, you know, like, when you in a road rage incident, you want to, like, slow down and, like, look at them as they pass. It was like, they wanted one of those, like, you mother, like, cut me off, whatever. It was one of those moments. But they noticed. Oh, they see him, sorry. And like, you can't really make out his face. So you just see that he's wearing a hat and a dark trench coat. And then they notice that he is dumping. They saw him dump too, but it was something that looked like it was wrapped. It looked like a body wrapped in a bloody mm-hmm. sheet. And he dumps it down this like large pipe. When the mysterious man drops the second body down the pipe, he finally notices, because they literally rubbernecking, standing their mouths agape, going 20 miles an hour down to 75. So he was like, hold up, what's happening? He noticed that they're watching him. And again, be sure to listen to the Dennis Depew, Dennis Depew episode. And that is the real life murder that inspired this scene and ultimately the film. So.
Mm-hmm.
Derry and Trish are like, what is going on? What did you see? What I saw? Trish is like, let's get out of here. Like, this is not our business, not my business. And Derry's like, no, he's trying to be a good Samaritan. He's like, get my cell phone, call somebody, we need to call for help. And then all of a sudden, the truck van pulls out and is on them. He's like, I saw y'all. See, I noticed that y'all noticed me, and I noticed y'all too. So he's like, I'm going to get y'all. Phone battery is low, so they can't make a phone call. So now they just trying to speed off. They're trying to speed away. Truck van catches
them. In that old beat up car.
So I don't know how he had some gusto to it. Had a little kick. That thing had a Hemi in it. and he catches up to them and he's ramming the back of their car and he runs them off the road into a field. But luckily, the van continued on. So I do have to say this. I felt like they had two chances. So the first chance was when he finally passed them. And instead of slowing them down, like the first time, instead of them slowing down, I would have just been like this, like face forward, I don't see nothing, and kept driving. That I think that was one of those, this could have all been avoided moments. And then this moment right here, where he was like, I'm gonna let y'all make it, and kept driving, was another moment where this could have all, the movie could, it couldn't have been no movie, you know? It could have been deaded, but Derry.
Derry. He was like, oh, we need to go back.
Why?
Why? Because they knew it was a body in the sheet. So they wanted to go see if the person was still alive. Trish, of course, she doesn't want to go. She's like, no, we need to call the cops. And he's like, no, we need to go.
Why?
I don't get that. Because, yeah, I would have just... So the real life couple, they called the police. They didn't go back.
Yeah, no, they were like,
I'm like, yeah, that ain't my job.
No.
It's my job to report it. Yeah, because it's not like she's saying, let's just go. She's like, no, we can go call the cops and let them take care of it.
And they don't want you doing that anyway. The cops don't want you doing that because then you might... call, you gonna make it worse. Now they got two people to worry about or three people to worry about.
Yeah.
Sit down.
So the way he convinced her to go back, because they were going back and forth, because she was like, no, I'm not going. And then he was like, well, if it were you back there, you know, would you want some? Look.
I see y'all when I see y'all. Like, it's too late for me now. I would not ask. If it was something like that, I would not ask. Y'all don't even know me.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know me.
And it's not, like I said, it's not like you're leaving. You're still doing the right thing by calling the police.
Yeah.
So they go back to the church. And there was a lot of crows.
It was a lot of crows. Them crows was like, man, hold on. Hold on. They was trying to tell you, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Don't come. Did you get that? I got that. I feel like they were like, hold up.
I just hate crows because I always think of Dumbo and the little racist.
I thought you was going to say the birds. I didn't even think of Dumbo. Oh, the birds.
I thought you was going to say the Wiz.
No, Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. Oh, the Wiz. No.
Yeah. So, for whatever reason, they walk up to this pipe, and I don't know, he said he heard something down there, but look, why are you investigating? He then proceeds to climb into the pipe, and he asks her to hold his feet. Now, sir.
She was holding him.
She was, but still, I wouldn't trust myself to do that. Would you Troy's feet if...
Wait a minute, because first of all, they were in the same... I feel like they were in about the same weight class. I'm not in the same weight class. Like, because they kind of had the same...
Yeah.
I'm not in the same weight class as him.
Still, I wouldn't hold Miyote feet. I'd be like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, I definitely... Me and Miyote about the same. Know... Yeah, yes, same weight class. But and then too, you don't know, it's like a well, you don't know how deep it is. So maybe I'd be like, okay, this is what I would have said. I would have said, well, you heard something, so you know they might still be alive, so let's just call the police.
Yep.
And exactly. Or I would have been like, well, throw a rock down. Like, throw something down there first to see how far it is.
Mm. Yeah. So he's shining a light down there. And then he said he saw something, but it was just rats. And then they both freak out and she dropped them down the pipe.
They was freaking out. I said, first of all, I was like, you know what? I don't even blame him for freaking out.
I know.
But I was like, you need to chill because she gonna drop you. And that's what she did. That's what she did. And can I was, go ahead. You was what?
No, go ahead. Because I really wasn't gonna say nothing.
Oh, I was gonna say, can I say, I don't know why. Because it looked a little fake, but cinema photography wise, that's like one of my favorite shot scenes in the film is the slow fall and then him hitting
oh,
the ground.
Yeah,
I don't know why, it's just aesthetically pleasing to me. And then I'll be like, that's what yeah. you get, that is what you get, because you had no business doing that in the first place,
man. Yeah, that was a good shot. I just thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's down in the, would it be the gutters?
Down the gutter? In the trenches, down in the basement, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I think it's and like the basement of the church, right?
Oh, of the church, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like connected, right. Yeah, something.
Yeah, because the bodies were on the, okay. So he's in the basement and he sees the body that's, you know, that's wrapped in the sheet. And he kicked it. I was like, I would have found like a stick or something. I don't know.
To poke it.
Yeah. But the body didn't move. So he turned around so he could yell to Trish. But then the person in the sheet grabbed his leg and started moving around. It ends up being a boy and his face was like blue. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what? I thought because he started like motioning his head to his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But before he was doing that, I don't know, I thought his tongue was going to be missing. That's what I was hoping.
Oh, I don't know what I thought.
Because he wasn't talking.
He wasn't talking. That genuinely scared me, though. Even though I've seen this movie several times, it was like a jump scare. And I was like a little, kind of like, whew. So I wasn't paying that much attention to that.
Yeah. And then, so he opened the sheet and then he saw that his stomach had been open, but it was sewn back together. That's when he started mumbling. And I thought his tongue, again, I still thought his tongue was going to be out because I was hoping for that.
Nah, he was just fighting for his life.
Yeah, he was. But there is a tongue scene. I was like, ugh.
I was like, there are a little bit of, is it just me? Am I deprived or is there just a little bit of sexual undertones? Do you, the creep, we're going to get into
even
it.
Even in the second one.
Yes, a little bit of.
Side note, Google the man who plays him. That's all
he
I'm going
to
say.
He fine.
Yeah.
Is that what you was going to say? Yeah, he fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just me.
And then I, like, even with all the prosthetics and stuff, I was like,
the
way he was walking,
fine.
I was like,
the creep got a little bit of swag. I thought, again, I thought that was just me. I think that's another reason why I liked it. Cause I was like, he kind of, hey,
that is hilarious.
You need a side chick, a sidekick. I mean, we can do it together.
Man, you could be the peeper, the creeper and the peeper. Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay, so again he starts mumbling, but when Derry leaned in to hear him, he died. So he goes back to the opening of the pipe and then he's telling Trish that she needs to, you know, go get help. Basically shouldn't have went down there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was like, oh, don't worry, I'll find a way out. And then he did tell her, like, if she saw the van truck, whatever you called it, that she needed to, you know, let him know. Honestly, like, what would he have done?
Maybe try to hide.
She
would have
been like, hey, here's the van truck. And then she probably would have left.
Maybe try to hide or still try to find a way out, but do it quicker. I don't know. He ultimately finds, like, maybe just do it. Try to, like, do it quicker, I guess.
I guess. I mean, yeah, that would be nice to let him know, but still.
Who the hell?
I would just assume he wouldn't have made it.
Ka-ka!
I would have still told Ka-ka! Him. But... Oh, man. And I wonder how did he get out?
You know, because they didn't even really show it. He just, never mind, let's get into it. I was thinking that too, B.
Oh, he probably, it was the basement. He probably just went through the church.
Oh, maybe. Okay, so Derry begins to go even deeper into the basement, really because he is trying to find a way out, but he's also still exploring. And he sees more wrapped bodies in the sheets. And I just made a mental note while watching. I was like, I just realized this is the second character that I know of that Justin Long has played that explored somewhere where he had no business exploring or even being. Because in Barbarian, like, yes, that was a part of his character's house. But he was, like, really down up in there. Like, once you got to the first part and saw the cages.
Taking measurements and stuff.
Taking measurements. Once you got to that part, you should have been like, wait a minute, let me turn around. Once you saw the video with the baby and the soiled mattress, he should have turned around.
And the camera.
Baby.
Man.
I thought that was funny. I was like, huh, interesting.
Yeah.
He sees an opening to a room. He's still down there looking. He ends up just finding a bunch of weird stuff. So weird instruments and things like that, bottles. It's there that he also notices that there's not just like a couple bodies wrapped in the sheets. There's like multiple. There's probably like, I'd say hundreds.
Yeah.
Or at least a cool hundred of bodies of naked human bodies. And they're all like stuck on the walls. Look like a bunch of Barbies sewn on the wall. It was pretty intense. And then he finally, like, he's freaking out, but then he finally sees an opening to take him out of the basement. As he's leaving, he finally notices two bodies, and he notices that they're sewn together. He sees that the woman's head is sewn onto the guy's shoulders. Their arms are also sewn together, and their hands are intertwined. He notices a class ring on the guy's finger, and it says Wheaton Valley High. So he believes that they are Kenny and Darla, who his sister mentioned earlier in the film, that were drunk and had an accident.
The so-called urban legend.
Mm-hmm, the so-called urban legend. So then we cut to Trish, his sister, who is still being lookout. She notices a van coming towards her. She thinks that it is the truck van, and she gets a little startled, but then realizes that it's not.
Didn't he tell her if she saw it to let him know? She just ran.
She
to
was
the car.
About to dip out. Just that quick, I forgot. Maybe she was gonna do a little. Like, as she was driving, I don't know. She probably was like, fuck him. I didn't want to be here in the first place. Like, yeah, you family, man. But I did not sign up for this. She was about to dip out, but she couldn't get her car out of gear. And then that's when she realized it wasn't the same truck. And she's like, there's a moment where she's kind of like, who? Then jump scare. Did I scare y'all? I hope I scared y'all. Jump scare, second jump scare. It is Derry. Derry is shook. He is gooped. He is befuddled. Jumps in the car and he's like, let's go. We got to get going. So.
Well, he just stood there for a while at first.
He did. I genuinely, again, even though I've seen it before, jumped because I think I was like steaming something and I heard it and I was like, oof, I forgot about this.
Okay. So. They're on the road again, and Trish is trying to, you know, get Derry to talk, but he won't. And then finally, he says that the stories about Kenny and Darla were true and that she did lose her head. So then they make it to a diner to get gas, and then when they got out, they were still saying, okay, we need to call the cops so Derry can tell them what he saw. At that moment, the van truck passes by the diner and it's going back to the church. and they both run in the diner asking for a phone, but everybody's just looking at them like they're crazy. I was like, ain't nobody gonna help them.
They was. Yep, they was looking like at them like they crazy. I was shooketh to see that one black lady sitting in the diner. Cause I was like, it was a black lady sitting in the diner. She had like twists or braids or something. Cause I was like, this looked like one of them places. Then they panned to her and I was like, oh, maybe it's not one of them places. Even though she was like the only one sitting in there.
Yeah, that's funny. So finally, the waitress, she goes to call the cops. Derry, he's still shook. So she's trying to get him to, you know, snap out of it. And then the payphone started ringing. Now, why they answered it, I don't know. Because they were like, the people there was like, y'all ain't gonna get that.
Yeah, I was gonna say they peer pressured them. They was like, some y'all answer
but
it.
But still, why would...
They were standing right there.
Why would it be for them?
They were standing
right
there.
They could
have
got somebody that worked there to answer it.
Maybe. That's funny, though.
And so Trish answered the phone, and it was a woman asking if they saw the cats yet. I would have hung up, because I hate cats.
Why would you hang up? She just asked. She didn't say
why would you be asking me about cats?
You gonna find you wouldn't have found out if you hung up. Yeah, that's what she's leading with.
Okay.
I'm glad. Mm. Let me answer the phone, D. Don't answer no random. If we are in a pickle, let me answer the payphone so I can be like, huh? Tell me more.
About cats? Anyway.
She has vital information that they need.
She does. Yeah, that's why I couldn't be in a horror movie. I would be the first one out of there.
The blackening.
Oh, yeah, I would have been the first one. So the woman, she's telling her that she saw her and Derry with a lot of cats. Trish is confused and she asks him, like, how do you know him? And then that's when Derry took the phone and was like, who is this? How do you know, you know, who I am? And the woman, she starts describing his shirt that was torn. His messed up, well, not messed up hand, because that made me think of something else. His bloody hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that he had a rose tattoo. Why he got a rose tattoo on his stomach?
I don't know. I didn't realize what it was at first, but then.
Yeah.
She said it. I was like, oh, okay. It was poorly done, but that's none of my business.
It was.
To me, it was. Because the only time you really see it is when.
Well, right there and then at the end.
When he fell was when I first saw it. And I was like, what is that?
I don't think I was paying that much attention. But it does. You remember the tattoos where you had to put it on and put the water on there?
A temporary tattoo.
And then
tattoo.
Peel it off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So she told them that they found its house of pain because she never really said what it was. Because what is it? How do you describe that?
I don't think
she said that it was, huh?
I said, I don't think anyone ever says what it is. I think that was like a trivia fact that no one ever, they always refer to it as it.
Yeah.
Or she refers to it as like a demon or the devil.
You know what? That's true. Now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So, yeah, she says that it's hungry and that it won't stop coming after them or anyone else that it wants. She basically said that once it has the scent of something it likes, it can't stop. So.
It was like the booty warrior. I see you and I want you. That's what he was like. Derry, I seen you.
We can do this the easy way.
Or the hard way.
Oh, man. I was not expecting that. Okay. Oh, she says she saw the truck van too and the license plate. And I don't know how I missed this, but.
You done seen the movie 12 times.
Man. And he asked her, did it say beating you? And then she's like, no, think about it. I didn't think about it, obviously.
I did.
Oh, and then she starts playing the song. Go ahead.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes?
Oh my God. Okay. And then she told him to run if he ever heard that song. So,
boy.
Because it means something terrible for him. I can't even talk.
How you say it? Terrible.
I ain't gonna say it. That it means something horrible for him.
Horrible.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
And then he hung up on her, which he should have done a long time ago. Well, no.
No, she gave them. No. Girl, you better. Yeah. She gave them all them details. She is the magical Negro of the film. I was like, oh, this is a good magical Negro example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Google it. I don't want to.
I felt like we kind of explained. I did explain it in Barbarian. So
in Barbarian, yeah.
Yeah. Listen to Barbarian. She was there to, you know, help save the what was what she was there for. And that's okay because she don't die. And I'm okay with that. She was like, Lord Jesus, Jesus Christos.
Jesus Devante Christ.
Slipped right on past her. Man. I was like, okay, all right. Oh, and if you hadn't caught on, I believe it is eating you, correct? Is what the
bee eating you.
I'm a bee eating you is what
the creeper is a black man.
The creeper is a black, bro. He looked like a black man though. Like I was shook that
he wasn't white. Yeah.
Cause it's like you said, the way he walked and then,
yeah,
I don't know. He kind of fine. I don't care what y'all say. He kind of fine. He a little scaly,
oh,
but
man.
He got strong legs. He got a little six pack. He kind of fine.
Man, first it was, I'm talking about you. First,
oh, come on.
It was Freddy Krueger, the dude on TikTok.
The TikTok Freddy Krueger is kind of fine, though. Y'all better stop playing.
I was like, is he black or is he white? Because he might be light
skin. I don't know. If he white, I'm going to be like, I'm finna slide in. There ain't nothing more sexy than the white dude with genuine swag. Like, genuine swag.
Oh, I didn't know where you was going with that.
I don't know. Where you was going with where if, I was going, say, but that's where
snowing,
I was going.
I ain't going.
I'm in that thing with my snow boots. I'm making snow angels. I got my parkas. We skiing. We in that thing. I'm in there like on Krampus. Man. What was the daughter name that went out there looking for her mans? We out there like that. Looking for the...
Oh, man.
For the snow bunnies. For the male snow bunnies.
Anyway. It is on you.
It is now nighttime, for reference. And Derry is... he's already explained basically what happened to the cops. So Trooper Gideon and Trooper Weston is the lady cop.
I knew it was coming.
Got stopped by lady cop. And she was a black, another person of color. Had me thinking, yep. I could date a cop. She was kind of cute because of the uniform.
Oh,
enough.
Okay.
We're going to get through. I promise we're going to get through. I'm just cutting up because it's my birthday episode. So Derry.
I'll allow it.
Thank you. So then Derry and Trish are talking and Derry's like, look, I promise you, I know what I saw. I'm not crazy. Like I hit my head, but I'm not crazy. I know what I saw. So he's like, you believe me? And she's like, I don't know. I'm not sure. So Trooper Gideon is like, okay, we are going to at least check it out. We're going to send a unit over to the church. He, though, too, is kind of on the fence, like, okay, because he also told them about Kenny and Darla. And he's asking, like, how is that possible? They should have been completely decomposed. They would have been basically bones by now because the crash happened over 20 years ago. And Derry is like, no, I promise you, I know what I saw. He says that there were at least 600 bodies all stitched up together like a quilt. The waitress is like, hey, is that your car over by the pumps? Walks up to them. And she's like, there was a questionable character. They probably thought he was black too. There was a sus character over by the car. I don't know. He was going through your laundry. He was sniffing them, pervert. They run out. Everybody in the diner knew what happened. I don't know why they didn't come get him as it was happening. It was like they watched it happen and then was like, man. Oh, by the way, this just happened. But they could have been like, hey, is that your car? Like in the midst of it happening. But like Dee said, they didn't care, I guess, because they didn't care when they first came in.
I know. It was minding their business.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, hey, we saw the dude that was sniffing your clothes head back to the church. Derry basically puts two and two together. Like he feels like that's the same. The guy that was sniffing their clothes is the same guy that was after them. It's the same. It's Jeepers Creepers.
Okay, so now they're back on the road, but the two cops are, you know, behind them. They're like, wait a minute. He was just sniffing our clothes, so how he get back to the church that fast?
Mm-hmm.
This is when the cops, they get a call and basically saying that the church is on fire. He knew they was on him, and he got rid of the evidence.
Yeah, he's smart. He planted a ruse. Too. He planted a little ruse. Too.
Yeah, for whatever he is, he's smart.
Fine. No, I'm just playing. Kind of look like he got braids too, don't it? Kind of look like he got like cornrows or something.
It did. That is especially funny.
For back then, that was the style. So he would have been fine in 2001.
Oh, man. So in the car, Trish turned on the radio and she's, you know, going through the channels and she passes. This song was so ugly. A pop version of Jeepers Creepers.
I don't remember how it went. Where'd you get? It was something.
It was ridiculous.
It was.
Oh, so he turned it back and he was saying how the woman on the phone told him about the song. And then they start arguing back in the police cruiser. They get back the results from the ashy handprint that was on the car. And it ended up being dead skin. Then the cops hear a thud on the hood of the car. So Derry and Trish, they're still arguing. And then they see it on the hood of the police car, whatever it is, the creeper. And the lady cop. Oh, you got nothing? Okay.
No, I had already gave folks what I got. She had me thinking.
I thought you was going to do it again. Cat.
No. Wee. See, sometimes I be trying to behave. You're an enabler.
Hey, I just try to be prepared.
No, be prepared. I know you. There you go.
The lady cop looks out, and then she's thrown out of the cop.
Wait, can I pause it right there? So she didn't just look out. She, because he's on the roof of the car, and she, like, I don't know why she just couldn't stick her head out and look up. She got like half of her body out of the car. Like she did. Yes, and I was like, sister girl.
It's just like what was it? Halloween at the beginning,
sister girl. Why would you do that?
Man.
Why would you do that? Because I would assume.
She know better.
And I would assume that it was like a bird or something. I don't care. Like, yeah. I don't care enough to. Now, if it's like a constant ruckus, then okay, maybe we got some on our hands. But the fact that it was one thud and she had to get all out. I don't care. I'm not finna get all out the cruiser. She didn't have her gun ready or nothing. She literally was just leisurely like, let me take a look-see here. And got schlupped up. She got schlooped up.
Oh, man. So while she's halfway out the window, the male cop got his head chopped off. It was thrown on the windshield of Trisha's car. So, of course, they stopped. They get out of the car. And Trish started walking up to the police car and because she saw something moving. So she was going to investigate, which again,
I don't know why.
Yeah. They should have just kept driving.
Good. Because it's like even the cops can't help us now. Let's just go. Even the cops is getting messed up. Let's just go.
But then she did see the cop's severed head and she ran back to the car. But then the creeper crept out of the car.
The creeper crept out of the car.
And he's whistling the Jeepers Creepers song. So yeah,
Not notice until I watched it this time around that he was whistling the tune. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Then they watch him while he eats the cop's tongue, and even that was too much. He was doing too much.
He was good
because he was sniffing them first.
We got a mature audience because what I was thinking about, amen, hallelujah, Jesus.
There's a movie, I haven't seen it, but I know the scene. It's called The Reanimator, I believe. There's a scene similar to this where a severed head is, but it's actually what you're thinking.
Holy Jesus, what?
Yeah.
Like the severed head does it?
Mm-hmm.
Why? What is this? What is the name of this?
I think it's called Reanimator.
And I'm not thinking about the severed head. I'm strictly talking about Jeepers Creepers. But
oh,
yeah, just Jeepers Creepers. Because from my perspective, he kind of was, like you said, he was real extra with it. It's just like in the second one with that window. And he was licking the window. And I was like, Jesus.
I feel like that's the right movie. Yeah, it is.
Reanimator?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, horror sci-fi Reanimator.
Mm-hmm.
Loosely based on Lovecraft's classic horror tale. Oh, scientist who has a good head on his shoulder. Okay.
Has a good head on his shoulder.
much like Jeepers Creepers has a good head on his shoulders.
Oh, man. So then they leave, but of course her old car is having some issues. And this is when we see the creeper, played by Jonathan Breck, throw the cop's body into the back of his van.
Derry is, which I don't know why he was telling her to slow down, because they should have been flooring it all the way to the next city.
Man, I was like, why is he, what is wrong with him this movie?
I don't know, because I don't know if he was still trying to be like, well, we still need to get some help, or if he was concerned about it being dangerous for her to drive that fast. But I'm like, either way, I mean, 50-50, like, you can die by his hands or you can die in a car wreck if that's what you're worried about. So let's take our chances. Like,
exactly.
But she stops the car because she's like, look, I don't know what you like, enough already. And they notice a house. So Trish is like, okay, let's just go up to the house and let's get some help. They are greeted by an older, well, not older, she old. It's an old woman, an old white woman. And Trish is like, hey, can we use your phone? We need some help. And the woman is like, babe, I don't have a phone. She was a little bit crotchety. I don't have a phone. She's like, and if I did have a phone, what you need with it anyway? I'd have been like, well, you don't have a phone, so fuck you. Like, goodbye, good night, ma'am. Because she was rude.
I mean, I'm on her side because, I mean, it was late.
She was rude. They tell you they need help.
But still.
She was up, all them damn cats. She was up. She had cats. Trisha's like, I need to call the police because we need help. And the woman's like, first of all, I don't want police at my house because they always trying to tell me to get rid of my 100 cats or however many cats she had. Trisha's like, ma'am, I don't care about what you're talking about. Somebody has died. Some persons has died. So the lights go out and Darius like, nah, I think we should go. Like he gets the sense that something is wrong. So Trish and Derry, they turn around and you can clearly see now that the creeper is where the scarecrow was. It's clear. He was hiding in plain sight. He was like, can they see me? Can they see me? They saw him. The old woman, she is ready. She's strapped and ready to go. She most likely voted for Trump, or she would have voted for Trump if that was the time period. She had her shotgun ready. When Jeepers Creepers gets a little froggy, she shoots. There's like a bit of a tussle. He gets on the woman's roof, gets inside her house. So the woman is scared. She's worried about her cat. She's like, my cats. And Trish and Derry are like, man, F them cats. Come with us. Your life is in danger. They don't show what's happening inside her house, but when she gets in her house, you hear the gunshots. And then you see the old woman through her door, and you see that the creeper has killed her. Trish and Derry finally get a chance to see what he looks like. So he looks like a monster with bat-like features. His eyes are clouded over, like almost as if he's blind. And he looked like a black man with braids, like a tall, athletic to me. I don't know what's going on with his skin. He might have eczema or something, but he that's what I would have thought. I don't know.
So Trish and Derry, they run back to their car, but the creeper like jumps on their hood. And Trish reverses the car and she tries to run him over, but she missed.
Mm,
and then she waited.
He was.
But she waited until he got close enough and she hit him with the car. And she hit him a couple more times. But then Derry stopped her.
He shouldn't have stopped her. I would have rolled over him like a good 30 times. Like, we would have shredded him to pieces. Like,
yeah. Again, Derry is tripping.
Man. He lucky he cute.
Then they watch and his wings, one of his wings came. I mean, he was hurt.
he was hurt. He looked like when you like try to kill a roach and it's like not quite dead, but like the wing is hanging off and then like it's still hanging on. That's what he looked like. Like they squashed him.
Yeah, he couldn't even fly. He was, he was going through it. And then she did run him over one more time. And then they went to the police station. So would you have went to the police station or would you have just went home?
So.
I mean, it's too much. It's too much going on now.
It is too much. I think it would depend. Oh, wait, let me also say, this is also another one of my favorite scenes in this movie, is that them doing the car thing. I thought that was pretty cool. But I don't know, it would, if this is in today's time and I'm looking at the GPS and I know the distance, maybe I would try to make it. But if I'm unsure about the distance, you got to think they're going to be in the middle of nowhere still trying to gun it home.
Oh, true.
And I don't know. I still don't know nothing about him. I don't know if he regenerates. I don't know how fast. I mean, I've gauged that he's pretty fast, too. So I don't know. I might have gone to the police officers. I don't know. But the way he slooped them up, too, I don't know.
That's funny.
Why would you? You would try to take your chances.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, you know what? Because you mentioned the GPS, but like he didn't even have a signal because he had a cell phone. He didn't even have a signal. So might go to the police station.
Even though he didn't have, it wasn't on his little phone. on his little.
They're at the police station, and Trish is on the phone with their mom, with their parents, basically. And she's basically like, okay, I'll come get you. And she's like, you know, they don't want to wait. And they're just going to go home. I would have probably, because I wouldn't want them out there. So I get that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought that was the reason why. Because mom was trying to go get them. But then she was like, no, I don't. Don't wait up for us. Like, you don't need to come out here. You're going to die. Yeah.
Derry is looking around and he notices a board of missing people and one of them being a child. And then as he's looking, a woman comes into the police station saying Trish's name. And this woman is, how you say it, Jez? How does she say her name?
Yeah, Jez, I thought. Okay. I don't know. Jez. Just say Jez. I don't remember now.
Jez. And she is played by Patricia Belcher. Love her. And she's telling them how she saw them with the bodies in the cellar and then seeing them with the cats. And that's when Derry puts two and two together and was like, the same woman who called us at the diner. And, you know, she's telling them she pretty much has dreams. So I'm guessing like a psychic almost.
Yeah.
So she's telling them about the creeper, saying that every 23rd of spring, the creeper is allowed to eat for 23 days. And as she's explaining this, here comes the creeper in his little van truck.
He's still busted up. Busted up. He was hobbling around. He had to drive. He got out the truck hobbling. So we need to eat. He need to eat.
Oh, man. So he's, you know, going to the back of the police station and he's eating, you know, everything he needs. So he, you know, a lung, eyes, all that. She's telling them that since they hurt him, he's going to have to keep eating until he's, you know, fully healed. Then she's like, well, one of y'all has something that he likes, but she doesn't know which one. The way he finds out is by scaring you, and he could smell something in the fear. It tells him if there is something inside that person that he might want. So
yeah,
maybe that's how she got away, because she wasn't scared. She had the power of,
of the Christ Lord. For real. That's yeah,
Jesus,
for real.
Devante Christ.
That's why when I first saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, that's probably why she made it out, because she was like, I'm not afraid of you. I got King Jesus. Oh, and she's also, you know, she letting them know, like, he finna come to destroy. Like, he got to eat. He finna come take out a couple of y'all. And so, like, after she explains that, the lights in the police station go out and the guy's like, where's the emergency lights? They come on. Derry is like, I feel like we did some damage to him. Like, how is he even still alive?
If he wouldn't have stopped her, right, could have did more damage.
That's what I'm thinking. If she could have broke him down a little bit more, then they probably would have had more time. That's why I'm like, then they could have kept driving. But I guess, again, they don't know enough about him or watch enough horror movies to, I don't know. So, oh, yeah. Okay. So Derry's like, how is he still alive? We ran over him. She ran over him a couple of times. He should have been done for. And Jez is saying, like, he's probably eating too much. He's eating too many hearts at this point to die. So, like, he in theory probably could die is what she's thinking, but he's juiced up. He's juiced up. He's on the red balls. He's on the human red balls. And then one of the cops goes to where the inmates are being stored. He's going to get a head count, walks up to the cell where he sees two inmates are scared. They are shooketh. They're like in the corner. And he sees the creeper. He sees his clothing on the floor. So he was butt ball naked. Because that's when I noticed his little physique. And I said, okay, all right. And he is feeding on some. I did notice his little thigh, his little thigh meat. I was like, okay. Can I get to the yams? he is eating on someone. He's feeding on someone. And he is healing himself like she said he was going to do. He tries to shoot him, but the creeper is like, you got me messed up, and overtakes him. The cop that is with Trish, Derry, and Jez, that was trying to get rid of Jez at first, is like, well, okay, well, let's just move Trish and Derry into a holding room because he hears the gunshots. And Jez is like, do not hide them in a room, because in my vision, the creeper is going to find them while they're trying to hide in a room. And then Trish is like, bro, like, how accurate are your, like, what's going on? How accurate are your dreams? Like, you got to give us more. And she's, and she mentions the song again, the Jeepers Creepers song. And she's like, it's playing when he overtakes one of you. And Derry is like, well, we already heard that. And she's like, no, it's playing on an old phonograph. It's like the one that I played earlier. And the head cop is like, we are in trouble. Mayday, mayday. So the creeper is heading up the stairs, and Jez says that they need to get them out of there. So they try to escape. They go down one of the halls of the station.
So Jez is trying to lead them out, but the way that she's going, I guess the door is locked. So Trish is being difficult and is arguing with her like, she's trying to help y'all, ma'am.
Yeah.
And then, oh, she says that there is something that may change the outcome of what, I guess, one of her dreams. Derry figures out she knows who it wants and what it wants. And she's telling them that she saw them run up the stairs and hide, but that she doesn't know what happens. He asked her who was hearing the song, the Jeepers Creepers, while screaming in the dark and crying. Jez starts to look over at Trish. So he's asking her, like, if her dreams have ever been wrong before. And she was like, you know, she doesn't always know how it works. Like, she doesn't always see everything. That's when Trish got her little attitude and was like, well, she don't know. Basically saying she don't know what she's talking about. And then the creeper creeps from behind the corner, and Jez is telling them, you know, to run upstairs.
Saving them, being her magical Negro self.
Mm.
So the creeper crawls over the wall. He come up behind Jez, girl. And this is another thing where I said, come on, Jeepers Creepers. Come on, JC. That's what I'm start calling him. JC, JC, JC. He's smelling on her. He's smelling on her, you know. And he was like, I don't really do dark meat. I think was what happened. Because, I mean, if you looked at his little thing, I didn't really see no dark meat in his little cave.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's this one, though.
I was going to say he didn't really change his diet until the next film.
Yeah.
They probably was like, these ones are a little unseasoned. I need a little bit more. No, I'm just playing. I need a little bit more flavor. Let me switch it up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he smelled her. He realized he didn't want anything from her. But like D and I said earlier, it probably was because she prayed. She got on her knees and prayed. And he probably was like, oh, she's not afraid. So I can't do nothing with this. So he runs after Trish and Derry, or it, because I guess he's not a he. They go into an interrogation room. In that room, Trish goes up to a two-way mirror and starts looking at herself. She's focusing on her eyes. On the other side of the mirror, the creeper found them. He is watching her, and he is getting his jollies. He is like, okay, I'm feeling this. He's growling. Then Derry, and he was kind of like, Trish and Derry are arguing. They're in the midst of an argument. I don't know why, though, because they need to be working together, because we was fighting for our lives. I mean, literally, we're trying to get out of here.
I think that's with any siblings. Just arguing.
We don't have time for that, though. Like, let's just, we don't have time for that. That's the thing. You don't have time for that. There is a time and place for arguments. This is not the time and place for an argument. So the creeper takes his moment. He smashes through the mirror. He scoops up both Trish and Derry, grabs them by the throats, and he starts smelling on them, y'all. He licked Trish. He said, I don't know. This ain't it. This not giving what I supposed to give. I don't like this one. He tosses her to the side. He lick on Derry, and he's like, it tastes like chicken. Tastes good. And when the cops come up from downstairs, they are locked and loaded on the creeper. They see that he has Derry in a headlock, so they can't get a good shot. By this time, Trish is trying to be a hero. She's trying to be brave. She's trying to be a hero. She's like, hey, look, I know that's not what you want. You don't want him. You don't want him. Look at me. Me. I'm delicious. Take me. That's what she says. And she didn't actually say that, but, you know, she tries to convince him. And even Derry is like, bro, don't try to be a hero. This is not that. This is not it, sis. This is not a movie, even though they are in the movie. But don't try to be the hero. The creeper is not convinced, and he flies into the night out of the window with Derry in his arms. We are to assume that it is the next day because it's light outside. Jez lets Trish know that her folks are here. Trish asks her what it meant. Like, what did her vision mean when she saw Derry screaming in the dark, and the song, the Jeepers Creepers song, is playing. She wants to know, like, exact, like, the, she wants a clear picture of what else she saw. And Jez tells her, I don't know, I guess she was trying to make her feel better. So she just tells her, like, you know, I'm just a crazy old woman. I just have dreams. Like, basically, like, don't worry about it. Like, I don't know. I don't really know what I saw. I'm just a crazy old woman who has dreams. And Trish leaves the police station.
So then it cuts to an old factory, and we hear Derry screaming and crying. In the background, the Jeepers Creepers song is playing on an old phonograph, and the creeper can be seen, like, sewing something together. And then we see Derry's body is strung up and his eyes are gone. So that's what he wanted. He wanted his eyes. And then the scene where he, like, kind of creeps up and he put his eye where Derry's eye was supposed to be.
Where'd you get those eyes?
Which is the cover. Because, yeah, that's the cover, right? Like the movie poster.
Is it? Probably. Yeah.
Derry's skin and then the creeper's eye and the eye hole.
Jeepers Creepers, where did you get those eyes, JC?
Oh, it's just skin. But his eye is...
I knew it was something sewn with his eye through it. Okay.
Yeah.
Was it Barbarian? Where they were like... Oh, yeah, because she gouged his eyes out.
Yeah.
Or not gouged, like, yeah. Killed him through his eyes, yeah. And they were saying that they were paying homage to this. But okay, final thoughts.
Okay, so I'm trying to think, because you said this would be like in your top 10.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I will say that I really do like this movie. Everything else aside with the director, but this was before we knew what we knew.
Yeah.
And then it's him. So it's not everybody else. So why should they have to? Yeah. So, are we doing ratings or just final?
Do you have final thoughts?
Like you said, too, like the way certain scenes were shot. The only thing, the scene where he was in the basement and all the bodies were like on the wall. I was like, it looked too fake. But then I guess.
Yeah.
It was because they were preserved. Maybe that's why it looked like that.
It looked like mannequins, but also,
yeah,
I think there was a reason.
They were too shiny.
they were too shiny. There, I think it was a budget, because I will say in my research, they had to do a ton of budget cuts, like to get it down to 10 million. And I think they only spent enough money to really do the two that were sewn together. And then the dude that was on the ground, the, what were their names again? Darla and Kenny.
Kenny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the rest were like dolls.
Okay.
But they could have tried to. So yeah, I think it was a budget issue. It was a budget issue, because okay. I thought that too. I was like, I don't remember it looking this fake.
Yeah. Okay. As far as a rating, I would probably give it, I feel like a 2.5 would be too harsh though for me to, I'll say a 2.8.
And you're thinking about, we're talking the film as a whole. So acting, mm-hmm. cinematography, mm-hmm. plot, and rewatchability.
Yes.
Okay. That's fair.
And whether it would be like up there with my favorite movies.
Do you have to do that though when you're giving it a rating?
No, I mean like in my top 10.
Oh, because like if I have a top 10, like there may be something that's not in my top 10 that I, because what would I rate? Like if, okay, the movies in my top 10 are at least going to be probably like a 3 or higher. And the movie in my top 5 are going to be 3.5 or higher, I would think. Mm-hmm.
And see, for me, if this would probably be like number 11 or 12.
Oh, like just like an honorable mention type?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. Well, I, like I said, I do love the movie. I used to be obsessed. I don't know why. I don't know if it was because I thought both Justin Long and Jeepers Creepers was fine as a young buck. But I don't know. I used to could watch it like rewatchability alone. Like if it's on, like before we had streaming services and if it would come on TV, I'm watching it.
Definitely.
I thought cinematography was really good. I thought the story was inventive. Like we hadn't really... I'm trying to think of a movie that compares to like before.
Oh, before this.
So yeah, not after, because we have to kind of judge it based on when it came out. I thought it was pretty inventive. And I love that the black lady did not die. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to put it out there. I say it with my chest.
Yes.
I'm glad. So I'm going to give it a 3.2. I'm going to give it a 3.2. Like, I'm in there like swimwear. It's not the best thing that I've seen. It's definitely not the worst thing that I've seen. If somebody's like, let's watch Jeepers Creepers, I'm in that thing. Let's watch Jeepers Creepers.
Okay. So. And you said a 3.2?
Yeah, I gave it a 3.2. Okay. You gave it a 2.8.
Nah.
You was real shiesty with your... No, I'm just playing.
Did I say 2.8 or 2.8.
You can give it a 2.9. Go ahead.
I might as well give it a 3 if I...
No, you can give it a 2. You said it with your chest. Give it a 2.8. That's fine. It's not like an end-all be-all. Ain't nobody going to be like, oh, why are you watching this? Remember, you gave it a 2.8.
And to me, that's not bad in my opinion. The way I'm rating it. It just sounds low.
If I was looking at the reviews and I was basing it solely on your review, I wouldn't give it a watch, though. I'd be like, I don't know. You would definitely you would definitely have to include your comments. But you know, some people just leave the rating, and just the rating, I'd be like,
Well, if that's the case, I would give it a 3. If they're going based on the rating and not my personal feelings, I would give it a 3. But
okay.
So yeah.
So a 3.
I'm still going to stick with 2.8 though.
Oh, okay. But she left the comments. That's what I'm saying. You left a good little Yelp review. You gave detailed comments. You left pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You gave a good detailed review. So IMDb gave it a 6.2 out of 10. Yeah, more than half. So they're kind of like right at where I am. Rotten Tomatoes was being just a little bit disrespectful, but they're kind of like right about where you are. So they gave it a 46% out of 100. So they were like, we're going to give it just less than half. Letterboxed? I don't know. What's Letterboxed?
I don't know.
I've never really heard of that. Girl, no. Letterboxd gave it a 3 out of 5. So, and then the audience rating, so like the rating summary on Google gives it a 3.9. And they go up to 5, right? Yeah, because they do it by stars, 5 stars. So they gave it 3.9 stars. So 88% of Google users like this movie. So yeah, it holds up. It does decent I would say that it does good.
Yeah.
In the ratings. So we were not too far off. So definitely, if you have never watched it, watch it.
Oh yeah, I mean, I would recommend it. Yeah, obviously. For sure.
Yeah. And go ahead and watch part 2. Go ahead, especially if you haven't watched part 2, go ahead and watch it so you can be prepared for when we drop that part 2.
And
whenever we do that.
Stop there.
Yeah, stop there. Well, that is all, folks. That is all for Jeepers Creepers. Where'd you get them peepers? Donde está las hojas, ojos, or however you say. Donde está las ojos. Where'd you get them?
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please write a review. Please and thank you.
If you have any movies or documentaries of the horror, thriller, slasher, true crime genre and want to hear our uncensored, unsolicited opinions on them, email those submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platforms that you mentioned. Even if you just, you know, want to say what up, what's up, what it is, what it do. We're going to be on vacation, but you can still slide in them. We'll get to them when we get to them.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of
It's a Strange World After All. And thank you, as always, 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 for keeping it just a little strange with us.